starting to see.
You mean you think he's a perv?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But half the department knows that.
How do they know, and why is he still there?
Flowers, I lost my confidence in him through the whole cases, and I told you that. Like, we used to work really well together on some of our cases, but then when they would go to trial, it was like, you know, I was there for that confession, and I don't remember him saying that. Or, you know, I was there for that lie detector test, and that's not what happened. Or, you told me that that lie detector test was a false positive because he moved in the seat. Why are we using it against him in court? You know, things like that. Just unethical bullshit. Right around that time, where I kind of, you know, started being like, that's not how I remember that, is when all of a sudden he's going to my superiors. So, that's why Chris was disappointed Captain on Flowers over all of the investigations. That's his baby.
Well, I knew
his satisfaction in viewing the pornography that he takes off of other people's computers and the evidence that he collects. That's just my personal opinion. Now, as you know, there was one time that I was in his office, and he was being quite flirtatious, and he's like, look at this, and shows me a video of an 8-year-old girl getting a grown man's head.
No.
And then he's like, don't ever tell anybody I told you that, or I showed you that. And I'm like, oh my, I didn't know what to do. I was disgusted.
Right.
And I thought, is this his way of bragging that he got this guy, or is he doing this because he thinks it's hot? Because if he hadn't been being partaker, I could have dismissed it as he just happened to get this guy off the street.
Were you involved in this case, investigating the case?
No, not at all.
Oh my gosh.
No, it was horrible. It was this little girl, and he was acting like a grown prostitute. Like, the words that were coming out of her mouth and the things that she was doing were absolutely horrifying. But anyway, like, it was traumatic for me. I'm sorry. It was, like, traumatic for me to see that little girl doing that.
I mean, I can't even imagine. And the sad thing is, like, if he's doing that with you, can you imagine what he's doing, you know, with, like, behind closed doors when nobody's watching? And for him to be open about it and just say, hey, check this out.
And, you know, I think that at that point, he considered me an ally. You know, we were working the same cases and things like that. And he was definitely being part cases. And, you know, it all came to a head because one night, I'm getting text messages from him. Well, he used to call me in the middle of the night. I'd be laying right next to Daniel and Daniel would start at him again because he'd be on a stakeout or whatever. And he'd be like, what's up, we're bored. You know, and I was like that person who could always call. You know, Adam and I started working cases together again. And then he showed me that video, and then I'd come back. And it wasn't long after that, and after we were in the meeting with Paul Hess, the DA, and I basically, I didn't have a choice in my mind but to say, you know, that's not how I remember that. And I was basically disputing the statements of a Secret Service member who did the lie detector and showers right then and there. And I mean, what would have been my reasoning for putting myself in that position? You know, unless I really thought that was wrong. And so it was right after that all of a sudden I didn't have any help on any cases. He was lying to his superiors about having received emails from me or received phone calls from me. I was trying to document everything. He told Alabama Police Department that I, you know, had screwed up several cases, which was not true. He tried to talk to UConn, but luckily the lieutenant over there is like, well, I've worked cases with her, lower full of shit. And so she's still my friend.
Well, I have heard through the grapevine that you still work there.
Yeah, he does. He actually left for a while and went back for the state doing internal investigations of, like, nursing homes and mental health facilities, but then he came back.
Are there any deputies there?
Again, and, you know, get this confession by whatever means necessary, regardless of, like, constitutionality. You know how investigators are allowed to lie.
Right.
So you just got evidence and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of took it to a whole other level. I don't know.
That's what I was told. I was told if I had, like, actual solid evidence, that they would not back Flowers.
Well, and that may be the case, but here's the deal. You got to get your Chris West on that. Because, you know, what is and isn't allowed to become the light, you know? And I know that you and I don't agree on politics.
Right.
But Chris West, he is so far on the right that, like, he has completely abandoned all sense of, like, constitutional law. He's just, like, picking bad guys. I don't know what's going on. And I voted for
Flowers. I know. Well, here's the deal with Flowers. They'll tell me things, and then they're just like, I didn't tell you this, but, you know.
I know. And the reason is because of where the power lies. Like, the power lies with Chris West. Like, I'm over here in Philly. We've been trying to create a, you know, like a neighborhood watch type program and trying to do all these things. And, you know, Chris West came in right before the election and he wanted to help us get that going and everything else. And then after the election, he basically put the quash on it and said, you know, y'all can't do this. Y'all aren't law enforcement. It's like, you can't mind your own neighborhood now. And yeah. So, and then he basically was letting us know that we're going to wind up losing our personal freedoms and losing our personal property if we continue to do this. That's a threat.
He would give me some info on Flowers. Mm-hmm. So the cases that you say that he lied about, do you remember mm-hmm. the details of the case, or maybe I can go get the case report for, like, any case?
No. I honestly don't. I don't remember names very well, but also any cases that I would have been involved with are going to be concealed because of the concealed children.
Yeah, they need to just page of investigation here.
I know. I know. That's why I don't ever share or that. Like, I'm a huge, huge advocate of the Justice Center.
Right.
But when they post that, I'm just like, no.
There was a Detective Grimes. Do you know him?
The name is familiar, but I don't know. Is that what you call it?
That's Canadian County. No.
If it takes the Tea Party to take down Alan Flowers, then whatever. But I really have reservations because I know that I was told at one time that once Edward was out, Ward wasn't going to put up a Flowers for shit anymore. And then the moment that West is in charge, Ward gets appointed something, and then Flowers takes over, I think, what was Ward's job. And I'm like, never mind. You know?
I believe everything Flowers says.
Yes. Respond the way Adam wanted, I guess, to some of those text messages. You know, I
laughed at Adam. Did you show Ward what Adam was sending you?
Well, here's the thing. Remember the time difference. Those text messages were sent when I was still pregnant with Glenn. This wasn't an accusation until 2014. I had two new phones by then. Like, I didn't have those messages. But Adam was trying to make it seem like I had sent him recent messages that were inappropriate, which wasn't true, but he just somehow couldn't come up with them. The guy who's over all of the, you know, internet crimes against children couldn't figure out how to, you know, drop his own phone.